Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Idleman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan, and on this episode of the podcast, Pastor Shane and Dr. Michael Brown discuss President Trump, the church, and nationalism. This segment is part two of two, so be sure to listen to the other segment after you finish listening to this episode.
I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Line of Fire. This is Michael Brown with my special guest, Pastor Shane Idleman. I want to draw attention to one of his books in a moment, but I'm so glad that my dear friend James Robison just called in, because many a time he's called me immediately after talking with Donald Trump. I just got off the phone with the president, and he'll tell me, boy, I spoke strongly to him, and he listened. And you could hear a moment ago that James can be very forceful and very clear. And he's told me from the first time that they met together for over an hour in the days of the primaries, and that was a meeting alone, to the countless times they've spoken, that he's spoken plainly to him. He said to me the other day, he said, Mike, you have no idea what I have said in terms of the level of strong correction. And James has said one time he rebuked the president so strongly he called back to, because he felt he was too strong, and the president just wanted to know that he loved him. So you may not hear James speak that out to the general public, because he has access in private. Just like in a family situation, you sit down and discuss it in private, and then publicly you do your best to stand together. So that's what happened. In other words, you're wondering, what have these men been doing? Many of them have spoken as strongly as they can to the president, and many of the good decisions he's made because of that. So coming back to Shane now, I want to pick up on something and throw it over to you for clarification. Again, our goal is to try to flesh out where we may be differing with each other. When I gave the list of all the concerns I have about where the left or the radical left could take us, which I've warned about for many, many years, and my vote for Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020 was very strongly a vote against Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, and against Joe Biden and the Democrats. And the agenda has gotten even more extreme. So there are many, many reasons for concern. So I stand with you on that 100%. And if there's been fraud, let it be exposed. Let the truth come to light. Let the upheaval come so that we can have free and fair elections in America. At the same time, I'm concerned that many of us who voted for Trump support him, are looking to him too much, believe him, and almost no one else will, no matter what he says or does, will somehow justify it. And I find that unhealthy. And my thing is, if we really want the blessing of God, we got to fix that. Otherwise, we're not going to be on God's side. That's the but. In other words, yeah, we together stand against the radical left agenda. We together stand for free and fair elections and a righteous outcome of the election, 100%. At the same time, I have grave concerns about where many the elements at the Jericho March, the militia calls and things like that, where things could be going. Can't we have both at the same time, concern about an idolatrous view of Trump while standing strongly with him and the principles for which he ran?
Yeah, and of course, I think that's the heartbeat of all of us. We don't put Trump on a pedestal. He's not our savior. But I think what happens, if I can just speak freely,
please,
is – What happens a lot of times is you're trying to, speak to a group, let's say the far right that's idolizing Trump. You're speaking to that group, but inadvertently, we're all thrown into that camp. We're all thrown in under the bus. It feels like, for example, when you said in Beth Moore's tweet, Shane, how did you read into that she was throwing you and Jim Lou Engle and Jim Garlow? Well, Jim Garlow was upset by that tweet. Jack Hibbs was upset by that tweet. I'm sure Jack Graham didn't like the tweet. So see, we're all feeling, because we don't feel the camaraderie. We feel it's a lashing out, a going against Trump, a going against anyone that supports Trump. And like I said before, if Antifa, George Soros, Hollywood, China, the abortion industry is on your side, are you sure you're on the right side? So back to your question, though, it just feels like some of these articles are going against all of us that are supporting the president. And I don't know how to make that difference there. I don't know how to show that difference, but that's how many people are feeling. And I think also if we look at the conflict it's creating, for example, you look at, you know, posts, you've said comments of Trump the savior, but I've also seen thousands of posts, yes, thousands over the last couple of months, where we're actually hurting believers because we're not per se in my articles. I probably do the opposite. I don't see the other side like you mentioned. But somehow, in some way, for example, the article today on Flynn, where you quoted Flynn and you had the whole article was about draping the flag, the cross with the flag. And I didn't get that from Flynn's statement. I got it from a man who's very upset the direction of our country. And I think we just need to be careful because we're throwing ourselves under the bus. We're throwing friends under the bus by not clarifying really well our positions.
Right. Okay. So let's do our best to clarify better. Okay. Because again, that's people always get mad at me for all my caveats. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this. I am, but I'm trying to be precise because I want the point that I'm making to be heard. And I'm always writing, hearing all the opposition in my head and trying to factor that in so that I can overcome that and write with clarity. But Michael Flynn, immediately after the Jericho March event, which again had speakers get up and talk about we need to form militias now, we don't need to wait, the militias are ready, president, let's go. You know, it had that in the midst of it, and shofars with USA on them, and chants of USA side by side with chants of Jesus. Michael Flynn, General Flynn, said, "We the people are proud to proclaim the United States of America is one nation under God. In this public profession of faith in God, we recognize his lordship over our country, and we proudly stand beneath the banner of Christ and our flag, in which millions have sacrificed their very lives for." In scripture, through the strength and commitment of Matthew, said, "Whoever is not with me is against me." So it's basically saying that you're dividing the country into the left and the right. The left is against Jesus. The right is with Jesus. And you're equating the banner of Christ with the American flag, which I'm seeing day and night. So what doesn't concern you in that statement? What do you think I misunderstood there?
Well, long story short, take me a minute to unpack this. But when I read his statement, we have dual citizenship. We would agree, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I can say the Lord Jesus Christ, one nation under God, the cross of Christ saved me, and at the same time, appreciate the flag, appreciate the millions of lives who gave their lives for the freedoms we now enjoy, appreciate what God has done in our nation. And I think we sometimes what happens is maybe indirectly is you, or not you per se, but others put down that side as if that's bad. We can't honor and appreciate what God has done. It's like you got to find this mushy middle that doesn't even exist. So I think we can have both. We're not draping the cross with the flag. We're acknowledging that the cross is above all and Jesus is Lord of all. But at the same time, my citizenship in America, thanking God for what he has done and wanting to make a difference, wanting to stand up against the LGBT agenda, like you've said before, wanting to bring righteousness back. Think about this. They're mocking Trump, but he's putting Christians in all areas of office. Ben Carson over HUD. I mean, sometimes I think these people have just lost their mind. They hate Trump so much that they are coming up with this fake nationalism and Trumpism that is there. It's there, but it's this much, and they're making it this much. So, and it's really affecting a lot of people.
All right. So let me ask this, because I start my article by saying it's one thing to be a patriot, even a Christian patriot. It's another thing to conflate the American flag with the banner of Christ. So yeah. I'm saying it as plainly as I know how. I'm watching with astonishment as people I've known for years are basically equating loyalty with God with loyalty to Trump. And for example, if I say I voted for him, I support him. When I was on Mike Huckabee's show, he said it's the clearest statement he's ever heard by an evangelical explaining why we should vote for Trump. This is the same person, right? And the moment I warn about looking to him in a wrong way or making him into a political messiah, today I've been accused of being a Mossad agent. I was accused of being a flaming communist, a liberal leftist, a secularist. It's like, so hang on, I preach Jesus loudly and clearly, but the moment I just say, don't look to a man, a flawed man at that, a man with all the good he did massive collateral damage with him. Don't, now somehow that makes me disloyal to God. Doesn't that concern you that those types of attitudes are there in the body?
Yeah, well, this actually might help. Like when someone dies, you don't go and immediately quote Romans 8:28, correct? Oh, all things work together
correct.
For good. It's
correct.
It's timing. Dr. Brown, our nation, the very fabric of our nation is being destroyed. And it's a very serious issue. And I think it was, and I asked a half dozen people, they all felt it was a hit against Flynn, not the right time, not good timing. It is pulling down when we need to be uniting. Now, the concerns are valid, but it's a shot against Flynn, a shot against this, or it's like where is this coming from right now? This is not the time.
Well,
why
would you think? Why would you think I'm writing it? You know me pretty well. Why do you think I'm writing it?
Probably to relate to that group that is elevating
the
flag.
No. You know? I'm. My whole goal is not to be popular with people, but to honor God, and I am 100% sure in my own spirit. That just as dangerous as what the left is doing is where the wrong emphasis in the church is going right now. That if there's any way that God's going to put us in the right direction and push back against a radical left agenda, to the extent we go in this wrong direction, then God will not be able to bless. Even if there was electoral fraud and God's ready to bring it up, okay, and expose it, the way the church has gotten so militantly nationalistic, Trump-centered, and to the point of dividing against friends, tearing down, slandering, attacking. And I'm hearing from masses of people saying, amen, keep saying it.
Right.
But
of
I'm
course.
Sure yeah. that the blessing of God will not be on us. So I'm trying to get us in a position where God can bless us. It may seem disloyal, but unless we see this, we won't be blessed.
No, but I guess this is a good point, because now I'm getting a little bit more clarity, because you just said the church, right? Well, the church, you just threw me and all of us into this thing that we're going a wrong direction. We are having prayer meetings every morning. Many are seeking God. Millions of people are not falling into this worship of Trump. And so it's almost like, again, we're thrown all under the bus for having a love for our nation, love for our country, wanting God to bring righteousness back, whether it's through Trump, Pence, whoever it's through. We're at a very serious time. I don't imagine Dietrich Bonhoeffer being trying to find the mushy middle there in the 1940s.
Yeah.
I don't see Martin Luther in front of the the Holy Roman Empire. What about half the signers of the Declaration of Independence were ministers of the gospel? But today, say, oh no, you're getting political. No, we're living out the gospel.
So here's where I'm thrilled it's going this direction, because we're really bringing this out. You see, when you would actually say to someone that I know you respect that I'm looking for the mushy middle, I've literally I'm saying that's what I just heard about me. I've risked my life literally for Jesus and would do it in a heartbeat as the greatest joy and honor. I have lost everything. I've lost friends. I have lost everything I had at times because I would not, there's not a drop of compromise, not a drop of compromise in my entire being. And when I risk alienating people by speaking the truth, and then someone hears it as looking for the mushy middle. Now, I know you didn't mean me, but you just threw that at me. See, this is why we've got to hear each other better, and we're going to do it. I'm committed to hear and honor my brother, because we're on the same side. So we're going to do that. We'll be right back. All right, we got a few more minutes to get further clarity and bring things to the surface, which is so helpful, and I so appreciate Pastor Shane being so open and honest, as I've sought to be as well. So let me lay this out and then throw it back to you. When you talk about mushy middle, I don't know anyone that fits in that class. No one I'm relating to that fits in that. I know people who have wept and wept and wept as they've seen the personality of Donald Trump, the words of Donald Trump, the style of Donald Trump bring deep division or deepen division and pain in America. I mean, godly people that have wept and wept over this. At the same time, they voted for him. And I've been the same message from day one. He's not my savior, but he's my president. Jesus gets my heart, my life, my soul. President gets my vote. I want the whole world to identify me with Jesus. And to the extent you identify me with Trump, then I've got off message. And I've watched our evangelical witness get trashed in America and around the world because many of our evangelicals have become apologists for Trump. We who've been the character counts, morality matters people for years, the values voters, have seemed to have compromised. So I've been able to say, no, here's why we voted for him. These existential issues that we believe that he's the better man for, but here's where we differ and where we grieve. And for espousing that position, now somehow we become the mushy middle. So that baffles me, man. I honestly don't get where that's coming from.
Well, do we get part two? Because we still don't get to talk about the election fraud or any of that stuff. anyway, let me
please clarify. Yeah.
Well, here's what's frustrating, I think, for me and many people. For example, in your video, you mentioned, you know, you kind of maybe didn't feel, I don't know, there's some apprehension about Franklin Graham endorsing Trump because now people are saying I can never follow Franklin Graham again.
Oh, no, not endorse. Yeah, just to be clear, when I said that when he tweets out, I believe the president, et cetera, and then refers to one day as Joe Biden president-elect, but then basically just says Joe Biden. I said, hey, he's Franklin Graham. He's one of the most prestigious Christian leaders in the world. He knows what he's doing. However, as an evangelist, when people hear his message now, a lot of them won't listen because they think he's a Trump defender, Trump supporter, et cetera, as opposed to, hey, he's just an evangelist for Jesus and he may vote a certain way. He never publicly endorsed, but I endorsed one candidate once and realized that's a mistake. I can't do that because then people are going to hear that when I try to bring a larger message. So I just said, when you do it, if you feel to do it, he's Franklin Graham. I'm not here to instruct him. But right. If you feel to do that, and say, I believe in the president, I stand with the president. When you go to preach Jesus to someone, they're also going to have that baggage. That, to me, creates another problem. But focus on the mushy middle. Please help me understand that.
Yeah, it's all connected because that's the point I'm getting at. And I get emails, you know, Shane, just stick to the word, you know, those kind of things. So what I mean by, you know, for example, with Franklin Graham, let's use that as one example. You know, don't say anything about President Trump because it might hurt the gospel. And so he has to, okay, so does that mean he needs to be silent? And that's what I mean by the mushy middle. There's no, he's not going to please these people. And I would say, is it more on the person who's, these people hate Trump. And so they're mad that Franklin posted that. So now they say, Franklin, I'm not going to follow you anymore. But really, that's the person's issue, not Franklin's issue. Now, granted, we don't want to damage the gospel. We don't want to, but it's almost like we're polarized in, you know, well, let's be Christians, but let's also not promote Trump too much or support Trump too much. And that's what I mean by there's a mushy middle that people want us to try to find
Okay, but what's mushy about saying my message is Jesus, the cross, the Bible, scriptural principles? I believe Trump is the best man for the job now between him and Joe Biden, and I support the Republican platform, but my message is Jesus. Where's there a mushy middle there? I've been very vocal and open about who I voted for and why. And yet I've also overwhelmingly said, yeah, I don't like when he said that. So I don't have access privately to the president to speak to and to share things. So for my own integrity, when he says something vicious and insulting and ugly about someone, for integrity as a Trump voter, I need to say, hey, I don't like that. I differ with that. But here's why he has my vote. How is that a mushy middle?
Well, in that situation, it's not. My point, when I mentioned the mushy middle, again, we got to keep this in context. I'm talking about different issues. When people are, you know, the whole issue is on Beth Moore and agreeing, seeing the other side, say the liberal side, the left side, seeing the other side is not agreeing with the other side. And it sounds like people want us to not only see the other side, they want us to agree with the other side and agree with the right. So agreeing with the left and the right and not offending anyone. And there's that mushy middle that it feels like sometimes we're trying to find that balance. And just to be honest with you, not in your case, but in a lot of cases, I'm wondering if people whose ministry are mainly supportive, you know, because of being conservative, if they're kind of worried about upsetting, okay, they're going to block my YouTube, there goes Facebook, there goes my source of income, and they're not standing for their convictions, but they are trying to find that mushy middle of trying to, you know, appease their Christian audience, but also not upset the left too much because I have to keep my platform. And that's what it feels like right now as well that might be happening. So hope that clarified the mushy middle. If that didn't, let me know.
No, okay. It's so foreign to my thinking. I needed you to describe it because I can't even imagine it or relate to it or think of it. It's just so bizarre to me that anyone would calculate as opposed to you obey the Lord and let the chips fall where they may. So here's the question then. I want to see us blessed, right? I want to see America blessed. And that means the church has to be revived, and that's the only way the nation can be awakened. So the political process is important. It's not the biggest thing, but it's important. And if there's been the stealing of an election, that's massive, massive, massive issue. Therefore, we keep praying for truth to triumph and come to the light. But since ultimately, if you locked us in a room and we were just told to pray for the next 48 hours, probably 99% of our prayers would be identical. We'd be saying amen to each other. So how do I have your back? What do I need to do so that you know and perceive that I have your back as we move forward and that I'm not undercutting you? I'm certainly not undercutting, you know, James or Jack Graham or these other dear fine brothers that I know and esteem. What do I need to do or say so that you know I'm not undercutting your heart and your stance?
Well, I think what has happened, you know, where you mentioned that I don't hear the other side as well, right? I'm just my side, which is probably a true assessment, something I need to work on. But on the other side, maybe in your case, we're trying hard to not only hear the other side, but agree with the other side. So we kind of throw in things that, you know, about the other side that maybe to appease them, and it ends up hurting those of us who are solid believers. So I don't know what that looks like. I know sometimes when I read the articles lately, they kind of hurt a little bit, kind of break my heart as far as, you know, but that might be me. Again, I'm taken to prayer and fasting and to the Lord and, you know, but talk with James, talk with these other leaders. And I know Lou Engle felt this way as well with other things with Beth. And so there's somehow we're not, but how do you get on the same page with differing views on, you know, if you need to express Trumpism or nationalism? I guess we just don't see that in this sense. That is real. There are people making Trump savior, but it's a very small fraction of the Christian base.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's becoming the whole base. And not only that, it's not only doing that. Here's what's to me more dangerous is it's actually dividing the Christian base even more. But
yeah,
I don't know.
And let me just say this to jump in. It's never dawned on me to try to appease, quote, the other side. Why would I? I've spent my whole life trying to speak the truth, regardless of cost or consequence. I don't even know if the other side knows I exist, whatever that other side is. And again, right. Beth Moore, all I was dealing with was words. It wasn't Beth Moore for, against anything whatsoever. That was never on my mind. I don't know if she even knows I exist, nor do I want her favor or anyone's favor, nor am I trying to get the ire of Michael Flynn. But I, as a servant of the Lord, with the prophetic burden that he lays on my heart, is one that first and foremost sees the needs within the church.
Right.
And the idea of worshiping Trump, it's not that. It's making him into a political messiah. It's look, I heard from a major Christian leader, a colleague of mine, talked to a major Christian leader. And this Christian leader asked him just yesterday, tell me one person that you trust right now in Washington. Is who do you trust? He said, there's only one person I trust, one only, that's Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That stuff scares me. And and when it's the department, you know, William Barr is a bad guy now. Whoever it is, they're now the bad guys. And, you know, Barr's been courageous and he's been a hero in so many ways. So I see it as pervasive. I don't see it as a little fringe. I see it as pervasive. That there is a tremendous looking to a man. And I don't believe there would be this much fervor if the fight was for Mike Pence. So I'm standing side by side with you against the radical left, side by side to pray that where there's fraud, let it be exposed, side by side praying for awakening in the society and revival in the church. And in that sense, I got your back. I'm your ally, your friend. What I'd say is there's something I'm seeing. There's something dangerous. And if we want God to bless us, just like when there was junk in Israel, God wanted to bless Israel, but they had to deal with that. I'm desperate to see the church blessed so America can be blessed and have to speak to those things. But hey, you've got the last 30 seconds. So over to you.
30 seconds. Well, no, I think unless we had more time to flesh everything out with Barr, deep state, and the fraud and election, I think we're ended on a good note. You know, just be seeking God, the heart of God, making sure we're not elevating man, and making sure we're communicating with others.
Yes.
You know, and hey, what did you mean by that? Here's how I took it.
Yes.
Instead of you know, just getting in and holding it in. And that's why this conversation was so important. So, no, I thank you for that. And I'm hoping a lot of people benefit from it.
Absolutely. And I want the whole world to know Shane Eidelman is a friend, colleague, man. I am in your camp. I got your back. We're in this together. And by God's grace, we're going to live to see a revival sweep this nation. God bless you, man. I love you. Thanks.
You too. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Touch my lips.
Here I am. If you've enjoyed this episode of Eidelman Unplugged, be sure to send us your ideas and topics for future episodes of the podcast. You can send us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneeidelman.com. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Eidelman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Eidelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneeidelman.com. Again, that's shaneeidelman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.